Spiritual Empowerment Sessions. I hope you guys have subscribed, and please make sure you share this with somebody. Show your love. All right, let's go. Hey, it is day one of the Empowerment Sessions podcast, and I am elated. I'm so glad that you thought enough to join me and join in on this conversation. So I'm going to take this first podcast to give some structure, some understanding, and just an overall vision and idea of what this podcast is meant to be. So my name is Philip Suber, and hey, I am passionate about seeing people aspire, not only aspire, but to become their best selves. And so you hear me say a lot of times, helping you become who you've always been meant to be. Because I believe that inside and each and every one of us, there is a reason, there is a purpose that we are here in this time, this season, this year, this decade, this century, this month. There's a reason why you're listening to this podcast, and it's not coincidence, but I believe that it is. Some people will say fate. I would say that, man, it's divine. It's definitely intentional for you to hear and join in on these conversations. So with that being said, I want to encourage you. Some of you may be listening to this and just clicked on to hear the first inaugural podcast and see what it's going to be about. But I want to challenge you to subscribe. And I want you to not only subscribe, but also to share with someone, knowing that what you're doing is sowing something great into the person's life in which you're going to share this with. So let's dive into this whole concept of empowerment. You know, I did an intro video about it, and the question that I asked was, have you ever considered and took the time to stop and reflect on what it means to be empowered? Not only what it means to be empowered, but the significance of being empowered. And that significance as it applies to the various details of your life. What does that mean, being empowered as a team lead, as an employee, as an employer, as an entrepreneur, as a minister, as a pastor, as a parent, as a son, a daughter, more so as a person, as a human being? Because all these other things are branches of who you are. But at the core, you're a person with definition. You're a person with purpose. You're a person with passion. You are a person with perspectives. You are a person who has a past, who also has a present. But more so, in the moments of now, you have the opportunity to step into your future in a certain fashion that is conducive, that is in agreement and in alignment with who you are. So, empowerment, not only what it means and the significance of it, but also what it feels like to be empowered. And I'll say this, and you may hear me say this again and again, but I'm not talking about having a big ego where you feel like the world revolves around you and nothing matters but you, and then to the point where you abuse your power and believe that everyone else are subordinate to you and they respond to your authority. No, I mean this in respect of as God's creation. What does it mean? What does it feel like to know that you are in control of how you respond to situations? You are in control of the ability to stop and reflect and learn from situations and experiences in life, that you are in control and that you relinquish that control as you see fit. You justify the lack of control that you have. You justify the control that you do have. Now, what does it feel like to know that you have that control, that you are empowered to make a conscious decision as it relates to your well-being, as it relates to your spiritual well-being, as it relates to your physical well-being, as it relates to your spiritual well-being, as it relates to your relational well-being? What does it feel like to know that no matter what you have experienced in the past, that today at this very moment, and each moment to follow, you are empowered. You have the authority. You have the strength. You have the capacity. Whether it needs to be developed or even discovered, you have it to make the right choices and the right decisions, and even to learn from what we would deem as the wrong choices and the wrong decisions. You have the ability to change perspectives and to see things from a different view. What does that feel like? It's a scary thing because it also means that we have responsibility. And that responsibility is a God-given responsibility that He's given to us. And we call it stewardship. Oh, man, we're not perfect. But I choose to believe that imperfections are simply undesired paths that we go on to discover unconventional truths that we would never have discovered in the places of comfort and in the places of ego and arrogance. That in our so-called failures and mistakes, we find humility. Or if we refuse that humility, we find the bitterness and the anger and the resentment. And to be honest with you, anger is probably always going to be there, and being angry is not a bad thing. But what you do as a result of the anger could be a bad thing or could be a good thing. So as you can tell, this whole concept and this conversation that revolves around empowerment has many layers to it. It has a great deal of depth to it. Now, that's personal empowerment, but you can also apply empowerment to your corporate setting, to building teams, whether it's corporate, whether it's within the church, whether it's in the community, the three C's of civilization. You can see that empowerment is also applicable in each and every one of these areas distinctively, respectfully. What does it feel like to know that you have a say-so in the culture and the environment of the teams that you're leading or the teams that you're a part of, the work culture in which you're a part of, the family culture, your inner self-beliefs? What does that mean? And why is that significant? Why is that sense of empowerment so significant? How do you know that it's significant? What is the validation? Well, I'll tell you, a thief never comes to steal anything that is of no value. And you must understand that a lot of times negative perceptions and opinions, and even some of the negative viewpoints of others and the negative motives of others, come to attack you in a place of vulnerability so that you will surrender that sense of empowerment and you will buy into the idea of being helpless. Self-pity, low self-esteem are results of that. Why? Because knowing that you have the power to change is so significant, because the changes that you make are not only going to affect you, but they're going to affect everyone that's connected to you that is still alive and breathing. And how do you not know that the changes that you make in a positive light on today are not the answer to the prayers and the groaning and the visions and the dreams of those who have gone before you, who are no longer living on this earth, but in the realm of existence, they are cheering you on and wishing you the best and looking to see you become your best self, because in you becoming your best self, you validate their suffering. You validate the life that they live. You validate the prayers that they prayed. You validate the legacy that they themselves wanted to leave and maybe were not able to for whatever apparent reason. But not only that, you set a new precedent and a stage and a platform for those who are to come before you. You set the course of history as they would know it. Their history is your future. And your future is dictated by your now. And your now requires you to walk in the empowerment, the ability, the authority that you have. So I looked at this definition of empowerment, the process of becoming stronger and more confident, especially in controlling one's life and claiming one's rights. So what does it mean to empower your staff to be their best selves in the role in which they are currently in? And what does it mean to empower them in such a way that they are able to aspire to future roles and to grow within the company that you have, the tools and the abilities? We're going to get into all of that. What does that mean? What does that look like? What does that feel? I hope I've got your attention, because this conversation of empowerment is not a dull and boring conversation, but it's a life-changing, radical conversation that will challenge the thoughts of mediocrity, the expectations and standards that the culture has set that have not been conducive to who you were always meant to be. So look, I look forward to deep diving into this conversation, and we're going to take it one conversation at a time. So hey, make sure you subscribe and make sure that you share this, pretty please. All right, this is Philip Suber, and look, we've got a lot to cover, so let's get to it. You are empowered to become who you've always been meant to be. Peace. Hey, family. Thanks once again for joining me with Empowerment Sessions. I hope that this has really reached out to you in a dynamic way. Make sure you subscribe and share with somebody that hasn't already listened to this podcast. And listen, we've got a lot to uncover. So I look forward to our discussion next week. Until then, be the best you. I'll see you.